SBS Radio.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Your Time with Bea on this beautiful Friday. Now the weather is getting warmer and I am very excited about it as summer is my favorite time of the year. But enough small talk about the weather. Let's get into some crazy news stories. Now you probably have seen this one circulating around social media. It was really, really big at the beginning of the week. And if we go over to Ireland, there's this grandfather who had the very last laugh at his own funeral at a time where he's supposed to be mourning and upset. He managed to make everyone at his funeral laugh with a message from beyond the grave. So Saturday last week, mourners were gathered around his grave in South Dublin when the bagpipes were playing. He was being lowered into the ground. People were obviously really upset. The music stopped and then we hear the message from beyond the grave. It said, "Let me out. It's effing dark in here." So the grandfather of eight got quite the reaction from the people attending his funeral. And everyone just started laughing. His daughter, Andrea, was in on the prank and helped arrange this stunt along with her siblings. And this is something that he'd always wanted to do, you know, is have the last prank at his funeral and record his voice from beyond the dead, so to say. So the siblings shared this video and it went viral on social media, Twitter, Instagram, wherever, hashtagging Shay Bradley. So his daughter also posted on Twitter saying, "It was his dying wish that we played this at his funeral. What a man to make us all laugh when we were incredibly sad. He was some man for one man. Love you forever, Papa Bear." And at the end of the recording, we can hear the Defence Force veteran, the grandpa, say, "Hello again. Hello, hello. I just called to say goodbye." So there you go. He has passed away, but he has managed to make everyone still laugh. That message in itself just, I think, shows what sort of person he would have been and how much people are going to miss him and how, you know, much he was respected as well. So thanks for the last laugh, Grandpa. So this next story, we know it's not in Australia because it involves some bears, but this is a reality for California homeowners, especially in the town of Homewood, where these people came home to some very scary news. Yeah, that's not funny, is it? So owners of this home in California came home to a mama bear and two of her cubs just enjoying, you know, some time in the house. So this company called Bear League showed up, which is a program that keeps, you know, bears and humans safe amongst each other, came up to escort the furry friends out of this house and back into the wild. The mama bear and one of her cubs caught on quickly and ran out of the house as soon as they arrived. But one of her cubs didn't quite get the memo and wasn't up for, you know, leaving. He kind of liked where he was, I guess. He wanted to stay. So he was still inside when the mum and the other bear had left. And he scurried across the living room and scaled the staircase railing. While the man caught this entire act on video. Imagine coming home to a bear and some cubs. Like, firstly, they're super, super cute, right? But they're also super, super aggressive and can potentially kill you. And especially a mother bear with two baby cubs, you know, the mother instinct kicks in. It's like, no one touches my bears. And now you're alone in this house with this baby bear. And the mother apparently is outside playing all innocent. You know, like, hey, we weren't in there. We didn't just break in and out. But then this other cub did end up leaving the house after one of the members of the team said, "You better get out of here." And then you can see him running down the stairs and out the door. The whole thing was caught on camera. So just imagine a little visit from a furry friend if you lived out in America or Canada or anywhere that has those big grizzly animals. We just get spiders and snakes that come into our homes. How fun. Anyway, enough with the stories for this week. I hope you enjoyed these ones. I'm bringing you another song from Thelma Plum. She's just amazing, isn't she? She's kind of like my girl crush. I love her. I love her music. This is Clumsy Love. Enjoy. Have a good weekend and I will see you next week.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.